Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
1 John 3 tells us we're going to have a body like his, whatever it is. It's going to be a body like his. Turn me to Matthew chapter number 27. I want you to see, I believe these other people that are mentioned in Matthew 27 are also first fruits, because it said he become the first fruits of them that slept. Matthew chapter number 27. Let's begin verse number 50. He's on the cross. This is about 3 o'clock now in the afternoon. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. You've heard me say this time and time again. Jesus was not martyred. He freely gave his life. When he said, "It is finished," and I heard that yesterday, Brian preached yesterday, or somebody mentioned that about Jesus didn't say, I am finished. He said, "It is finished," because Jesus knew there was going to be a resurrection. But anyway, it's finished. He yielded up the ghost. Verse 51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. We talked about that, and the earth did quake, and the rocks did rent. Now notice this, these next two verses. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And remember, the word resurrection means to stand again, to stand up. So literally, these saints were resurrected. They arose. And I believe these were part of the first fruits. Christ, the first fruit, he was the first to receive a glorified body. And then these others that followed, they also received a glorified body. Because look at this, verse 53. And came out of the graves after his resurrection. And that's a very important word, after. Jesus was the first. People have all kinds of ideas that when he died, the graves were open. And I even got one guy, a book, he wrote that he thought the people sat up in their graves. And then when Jesus came out of the grave, then they rose and walked around through the streets of Jerusalem. No, it's just a picture that of after Jesus' resurrection, that first day of the week, that Sunday morning, even before it was yet dark, before it was yet light, Jesus was already risen. After that, they came out of the graves and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. What a sight that must have been, where they walk up to a house and they said, "Uncle Joe, we just buried you a month ago in your life." He said, "Yes, everything you heard about Jesus and the resurrection is true." And so they were witnesses to the resurrection because they were part of that. So like I said, these were the first fruits. In other words, there was going to be a promise of more to come, just like them, just like Christ, who received the glorified body. Now, we looked at the picture of the resurrection. This picture is a harvest. There's the first fruits, there's the main harvest, and then there's the gleanings. Actually, there's three parts to what we would call a harvest. First fruits, the main harvest we would call the vast majority. Then you have the gleanings. Remember the gleanings in the book of Ruth, where that's at the end and that's the last of the harvest. Well, that's the picture of our resurrection. There's the first fruit, Christ, the first fruits with a glorified body, and those saints which arose out of their grave and walked through the holy city and witnessed the resurrection. And by the way, the Bible does not say any more about them, what happened to them. So my opinion that when Jesus ascended into heaven some 40 days later, they ascended with him also, but they were just witnesses of the truth of resurrection. So we get to the point of the main harvest. Who is involved in the main harvest? Well, in the old country language, weans are, all right? We would call it the New Testament saints from the time of Christ's resurrection. After that, every saint that has died up to today, if Jesus was to come today, they will receive a resurrected body. And that's what we would call the main harvest. We see that here. Go back with me in 1 Corinthians 5. Let me just real quick, look in verse number 51. I'm going to jump way ahead. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." I heard they're putting this sign up in the nursery, by the way. You get that on the way home. "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." And it goes on about the immortality and all. This is what we call the main harvest. And it also talks about that in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. That the trump of God shall sound, dead in Christ shall rise, and things of that nature. So that's the main harvest. That is what we would be involved in as New Testament saints. And I've said it over and over and over and over again. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. Because he says, we which are alive and remain. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his day.
Right.
Amen. Okay. He wasn't looking for the Antichrist, as some people today think where the Antichrist is going to come and then we're going through part of the tribulation or whatever. No, even Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his day. So we see, anyway, that's the main harvest. And then we get this, turn me to Revelation chapter number 20. This is where we would get the gleanings. Revelation chapter number 20. These are the saints who died during the tribulation period. Remember, if Jesus was to come today, and we're going to get into that in just a moment about another order of first fruits. If Jesus was to come today, and wouldn't it be wonderful if we did? We wouldn't have dinner on the grounds here. We'd have dinner in heaven.
Amen.
That'd be something else. Anyway, if he was to come today, there'll be multitudes and multitudes of people who were saved. My wife, Latrice, asked me about this yesterday or day before, about these who would be saved during the tribulation period. These are people who've never heard the gospel, ever. There's over 8 billion people in the world today. And missiologists tell us still over half has not yet heard a clear presentation of the gospel. During the tribulation period, they're going to hear the gospel. And these people will be saved. Multitudes of people will be saved through the ministry of the 144,000. We'll talk about that in just a minute. And then also the two witnesses and others. And it goes on and on. But there's going to be a multitude who will be martyred during the tribulation because they receive not the mark of the beast and other reasons. We see this in chapter number 20, book of Revelation, verse number 4. And I saw thrones, and again, this is at the end of the, I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. Now here we go. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of God. This is the tribulation period. And for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark upon their forehead or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So this is at the end of the tribulation period. Those who were martyred during the tribulation period, they will receive a resurrected body, and they will enter into the millennium in their glorified body. Okay. At this point, you will never again read a death of a believer. This ends the death of all believers. Matter of fact, this is the first resurrection. In Acts chapter number 24, Paul talks about that. There's a resurrection of the just, resurrection of the unjust. So the resurrection of the just is composed in three. We looked at it real quick in a nutshell. First fruits, main harvest, and the gleanings. After that, there would be no more resurrection of the just because there won't be any more death. They enter into the millennium in the glorified body. They will never die. Now, which brings us to the thought, what about Old Testament saints? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. A lot of controversy about that, but to me it's very clear when they would receive their glorified bodies. I believe Abraham and all the Old Testament saints up to the time of Christ, they received their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation period, just before the millennium. As they enter into the millennium. Remember Jesus said this, and I won't get to this passage of scripture, where Jesus told the Pharisees that you will see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob enter into the kingdom, but you yourselves will be thrust into everlasting darkness. Don't miss that. You will see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob enter into the kingdom. I believe they will receive their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation period when the tribulation saints that were martyred receive their resurrected bodies. How do you know that, preacher? Let me share you some scripture with this. In Job, you may want to write this down, okay? Job 14, verses 13 through 15.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.